Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Today, welcome to another... Actually, we can just record that, right?
Yeah.
Because that's what... So we can record our flaws.
We are flawed individuals. And yeah. This fundamentally, at its core, is about us having a full and frank conversation about a topic.
Exactly.
Even what we feel.
Totally. And we are, can include... sort of word typos in that as well. So today we are talking about affairs. Mm. And this is coming from some latest news in the press.
Yes.
And which I actually have no idea about. So I'm going to learn this whilst we chat. So what, tell me, like, Lucy, what's going on? Who is this McFly and what's going on?
Who is this McFly? I was thinking whether I was going to mention that, and then you just did.
Shit,
so yeah, no. I don't know legal things, although I am married to a non-practicing solicitor and an estate agent, both the same person. Like, a little bit sick in my mouth.
But he is lovely, James. You're lovely.
He is lovely.
I love you.
He is lovely. He sent me a message yesterday, actually, that just said, "You're amazing. You're great." Wasn't that amazing? And I was with. Who was I with? I was with a friend. She was just like, "Oh, he's so nice. He's so amazing." I was like, "I'm just going to text him fuck off back." That's what
Shame
I did.
Shame you're not, you twat.
But yeah, anyway, so I am actually not the type of person that wakes up and grabs my phone and reads the news. Mm. But this morning, while I grabbed my phone to go onto Instagram, I noticed that I had loads of notifications.
Right.
And basically... it was all to do with an after party at the Brit Awards and a married member of McFly being caught on video.
Right.
We haven't had a scandal like this since the Strictly, you know, when they got photographed in the street.
I can't remember their names.
Anyway,
I'm
they
so
were photographed.
On,
but this is apparently a video, which I haven't seen.
Right.
But apparently it's a married member of McFly who was on I'm a Celebrity this year.
Yeah.
Has been caught kissing another lady who was on I'm a Celebrity. She's not married.
Okay,
he is married
and
has a child.
And he is, he won.
He did win.
Right? Because I thought Colleen Rooney should have won that because I think she's actually amazing.
I didn't watch it.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
I watched two episodes, but I just think she should, what I saw of her and just for who she is and putting up with Wayne and all of his issues and,
I don't know,
and being a mum of four boys, like, she should have just smashed it. She is a queen, like, in my eyes.
It's interesting that, yeah, a man who cheated came first and a woman who was cheated on came second. But do you know what? That isn't the reason that I love Colleen Rooney.
What's your reason?
I did always love her. To be honest, actually, I'm totally lying. She had me when she was, like, that... was it 14 or 15?
When she was walking down the thing and her
in that
uniform.
Puffer jacket.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God, she had me at that puffer jacket.
Totally.
I was like, girl...
Yeah, a wag know. That wasn't a wag at the time, yeah.
But yeah, totally. She had me then.
Yeah.
But when, you know, my fangirling steps up to a whole new level when Wagatha Christie, was epic. It was everything we hadn't had in such a long time that I feel like we needed.
Totally. I can't remember the other girl's name now, but we saw it at the theatre. We went to see...
I know her name, but
friends.
I don't want to say it because I just... I really, she was on I'm a Celebrity, wasn't she?
Was
and
she?
I disliked
See,
her.
See, I didn't actually watch
There
any
was a
of
bit where
stuff.
She was like climbing up a cliff and I'm sure she like, she probably didn't actually, but I just remember her vibe was a bit off and I just thought you would trample over every, they had to climb up a cliff and I just remember thinking you'd trample over everyone to get to the top. Like you really would.
Oh, it's so,
but anyway, gosh,
such a shame.
I didn't mean to, I only want to give out love.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm sure she is a wonderful, wonderful lady
in lots of
other ways.
Totally.
But I do think the way she handled the stirring publicly through the papers, because, I mean, it's been proven that she kind of did do it. So, that was bad.
Hilarious with the phone
Why
falling
are we talking
into the
about
sea. We're
them.
Talking about affairs.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're talking about... So we talked about affairs and we talked about... I'm a Celebrity. I thought that this guy won it.
So yeah, so there's a video.
Didn't. And I thought Colleen Rooney should have won it.
But there's a video. So there's a video of them. You know, it's very sad. At the core of this, yes, you know, could be a drunken kiss, which I was thinking about affairs. as I was walking my dog, because I walk my dog and then I come around here. So I'm having a bit of a think about this topic. And I was thinking, have I ever cheated? And I haven't ever cheated.
Do you know, apart I haven't either.
Apart from one time.
Oh.
Okay. And it then got me thinking about The Simpsons. Right. I loved The Simpsons as a child, to the point where when we were on holiday, we used to play Simpsons quizzes.
Right.
Which my mum did actually watch The Simpsons. So it's just my dad, my brother and me used to have Simpsons quizzes. There's this one scene where Bart's learning about philosophy to win a crazy golf competition. And he hears the riddle, if one hand is clapping. No, if a tree falls in the woods, does it really happen? Does it make a sound?
Does it make a sound?
So it got me thinking about this because I don't actually remember cheating. Like I don't remember it at all. And it's one of the reasons why I'm 6 years no drinkies. Mm. Because I used to black out. I used to drink to oblivion and get to the point where I blacked out. And the reason I know that I kissed a frog on Halloween is because two of my very best friends and dear friends from university announced it while we were all having dinner with my actual husband sitting there. Yeah. It was him I had cheated on.
Yeah.
And I had no recollection of it. I remember...
But when was it? Was it when you were married or when
I was thinking about this as I was walking around. And it. I feel like it was the first year that we got together. So we got together in the January after a long courtship.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't a courtship. It was sitting in his front room. He says it's a courtship, but it really, really wasn't.
Yeah.
And I think, so we finally got together in the January. I think it must have been that October because it was Halloween and he was dressed as a frog. I was dressed as a zombie milkmaid, as you do in your 20s. And I remember dancing with him, shall we say, provocatively.
Who, James?
No,
your husband. The frog.
The boy.
The frog, yeah.
But not to the point where, you know, when you're in your 20s, it was erring on the side of being funny over sexy. Like, I'm not a sexy dancer. Let's take the piss and have some fun dancer. So there was some, what I would not consider cheating, some dancing, but my two friends announced while we were all having dinner that I'd also kissed this frog. This was years later, by the way. They'd never ever mentioned it to me again. It's like, girls, you could have like mentioned that. I wasn't angry with them because at the end of the day, I did it. And I actually do really have no recollection of doing it at all. But they're pretty convinced that I did. And I believe them.
Yeah. And now you've been married to James for like a million years.
Not a million years.
20?
No, so we got together in our late 20s. But I've known him since we were 11.
Yeah.
So there was always a... One of our friends calls us the Ross and Rachel of the group.
Yeah.
It was always
they won't.
And then when we did, it was like kind of, I think the reason we hesitated for so long was because it was one of those ones that was either going to work or it was going to completely ruin our friendship.
Yeah. And it was going to completely implode the group. And
yeah. I mean, it probably wouldn't because I was kind of quite an exterior member of the girl gang back then.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So anyway,
my view on affairs is that it is just really cowardly. I've had a few, like, we're now getting to the age as well, aren't we, where people are starting to have affairs.
Starting to have affairs, and it's definitely like divorce time.
Yeah,
you know, there's I mean,
40s is divorce central.
Yeah, it's you've got kind of your late 20s, early 30s, where it's just wedding. Like, I had 14 hen do's in 1 year, and probably like 18 wedding. I mean, it was insane.
Yeah.
And then
and then
30s, it sort of seems to roll, and then late 30s, well, 30s early 40s,
like kids, isn't it? Kids. Like, everyone's just in the trenches with the fucking children.
Yeah, of either having them or not having them and having lots of fun, or having them or trying to have them.
Yeah.
And then 40s, yeah, there definitely seems to be quite a lot of divorce and affairs,
and D, I, the death as well. D and D era.
But I think long term relationships can be really fucking tough. And I think that lots of people, also I do think that lots of people get together. I feel like there's a little bit of a trend that I've noticed that if you get together when you're sort of quite, you know, partying quite hard and, you know, having a lot of fun, and then boom, you get married, and then boom, some kids come along and all of that goes, you know, that you sort of soon realize that you're not growing together, and that actually you need those sort of fun party, whether that's drink, whether that's drugs, whatever, to kind of, you know, you get into a habit of like getting fucked up on a Friday night, Saturday night, you know, hangover Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, then a couple of days of normality, and then you're out again. And so I can see how like relate, and for people that obviously don't do that, you know, but maybe you've got together young or whatever, and you don't grow in the same way. But I think personally, you know, I do understand how you can be driven to an affair or that people have affairs. But personally, I agree. I think you should just stop whatever the hell you're in and not do it.
Yeah. Sorry. When you said driven to affairs, I was like, I just imagine someone like in a car being driven to an affair.
Where are you off to?
I'm off to my affair. Thank you. Take me there now.
Off to the place of affairs.
Off to Naughty Lane. Yeah, no, and it is relationships, long-term relationships are really, really hard. And they are. And, you know, you have to, God, this sounds like so cliche, but you have to put the work in.
Yeah, you do. And you have to be really patient sometimes with yourself as well as them.
Yes. And my husband and I think have found a softness in our relationship recently where we've both just been cutting each other a little bit more slack and listening to each other more. Mm. I feel like, do you know what? I feel like I'm going into my listening phase a bit more.
Yeah.
Which sounds really weird considering I just launched a podcast with you, but I feel like in my relationships, listening more and I'm trying to find other people's point of view more, and that's definitely healthy. And then also, like, my husband's love language is, I mean, he says physical intimacy, but a lot of that is tied to sex with him. And I'm not massively, you know, like, my sex drive isn't huge, so taking one for the team for him is like something that definitely helps him. He said it's someone he worked with noticed the other day, like when he went in, they were like, "You're in such a good mood, James." He was like, I felt like he was like, I was like a dog he was giving a treat to. Like, "You did really well, Lucy. Like, I was in such a good mood and it made my day so much happier." I was like, "Jesus Christ, you're like emotionally blackmailing me. Like, I see what you're doing, James." But I said this to one of my consultants, actually, like the lady who did my like radiography plan. Because obviously where my cancer was, like, part of the recovery was actually to like have sex or use a contraption, which I can never remember the name of. I actually said to my consultant that it was called a defibrillator. And he was like, "No, that's to like do your heart. Like, what are you talking about?" And it's really awkward trying to explain like something to put up your vagina to like make it expand. Yeah. Like, I was like, "Oh, God." Anyway, those are like the two options. Yeah. And my consultant was asking me about, you know, if I'd had sex like in the month after I'd finished my radiotherapy.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, no, like I have a few times, like I know it's good. And she was like, "Oh," and she seemed quite shocked and was like, "I mean, did you want to?" And I was like, "No, like, no, God, no." But, you know, that it was good for me, you know, taking one for the team. And I just saw her face kind of like drop, like, that's really not a reason to be having sex.
No, but I think
it is. Like, again, well, the same friend who outed me for pashing, I don't know why I went Australian there, a frog.
Yeah.
Said to me when I recently saw her, she was like, "What I've realised is sex is like going to the gym. Like, you don't really want to do it, but you always feel a bit better once you have done it." And I was like, that's a good way for my brain to look at it.
Yeah, I still really love having sex. Like, I'm also, there are times when I'm just too obviously knackered, or we go to bed at different times or whatever, but I still like it. Like, I don't, I've definitely always had quite a high sex drive.
Do you think I'm repressed?
No, not at all, not at all. I just think people have different sex drives. Like,
I am
people
a bit of
have,
a prude.
No, no, it's got, I think, don't worry about it. Like, some people love, you know, have always love it, and hormones mean that it decreases. You've had your cancer, like, there's low, you know, I wouldn't worry about
true.
It. But I do think you do need to meet each other's, like, needs in a relationship. And I can see why, I can see why people would stray if they, I don't agree in it, but I can see why people would stray, or, you know, there's loads of people, you know, I can think of a few, you know, that will definitely, that are likely to not be together once the kids grow up. Do you know what I mean? You know, and they stay together for all the wrong reasons. Like, I'm actually quite pro-divorce. You know, I think it's better to separate and be, rather than be sit in an unhealthy relationship. Or not just divorce, but, like, breaking up. Like, anyone
I completely agree.
Affairs are just...
Do you know what I think it is for me that it boils down to? Is that a long-term relationship, whether you're married or not, you've made a commitment, and whatever that commitment is up to you, because you can go and be polyamorous. You can do whatever.
Yeah, totally. But as long as you both agree.
You want, as long as you agree, and as long as everyone involved is consenting, like, you can do whatever you want. And to pretend that you're in a monogamous relationship and be cheating on the person that you have made that commitment with is just cowardly.
Completely.
For me, it's just cowardly. You're having your your cake and eating it Marie Antoinette style.
Yeah.
Marie Antoinette is in my head because Grimes, did you see the AI portrait that she sold with her brother? There's like two portraits of Marie Antoinette. They were AI created. I actually need to write a funding application later, and I think I'm going to use AI.
Well, go for it. Yeah. I mean, everyone else is.
It's not against the law, is it?
No. And also, you will always, you know, ChatGPT, or it is ChatGPT, isn't it? I always get the GBT bit.
I don't get where you go to get it is my problem. Is it just like online? Google?
Yeah, it's like, and you can just download
like a program.
A program or...
God, I'm so...
I'm not actually sure. Mark's got it, but I haven't gone down that. But I have used... It is just online, but I have used it or seen the results of it and then edited it for someone else.
That's what I think you need to edit it. Yeah, completely.
So it's not 100%. But I think with the affairs, I think that I'm quite rigid about it because I've been cheated on.
Oh, okay.
And then, I've been cheated on. I remember when I was like a teenager, and in my 20s, the feeling was exactly the same, like an absolute betrayal of trust. I hate lying, but also that other people knew. I think that was the worst thing for me, is that there were other people that knew, including some friends, that didn't tell me. And one of them was with someone that I'd met through my partner, but she, in my mind, was a friend of mine. And like, so I think I've got sort of a zero tolerance policy on it, because I know how shit you can feel and how humiliating it can feel, and how it can really, like, generate so many feelings of, like, not being good enough and being so self-critical. And so, like, I just wouldn't want anyone I know, or even people I don't like very much, and there aren't many of those because I generally love everyone, but I wouldn't want anyone to go through those feelings. Yeah. And actually, I assumed it was when I was younger, before it happened again in my 20s. I just assumed, or actually it was my early 30s. I assumed it actually happened in my teenagers and my 20s and my early 30s.
God.
And so actually the feeling still was the same as how I felt when I was a teenager. So no matter how much older I got and how much more emotionally intelligent I became, it just feels like fucking shit. And that poor woman this morning, having a kid as well, obviously it hasn't happened with Mark, and I've been with him since I was 32. But like, if that happened now, being a mother as well, Oh God, I just don't know. I just wouldn't cope very well at all.
I was speaking to a friend a while back about this very issue, and she was saying the other thing is like an altered reality. It's like that thing of like, you know how you're saying like other people knew?
Yeah.
It's then like I would be playing back all those moments that we'd all been together.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Do you know
totally.
What I mean? And thinking you were all lying to me.
Yeah, like,
I think
that's
we
what
said
it is.
This
it's
in
lying.
A,
it's...
I think we said this in a previous episode, like at our core, we're pretty honest people.
Yeah.
Like it's like really ingrained in our bones almost. So I think that for me as well would just be so hard. James actually talks quite a lot about how people with ADHD are more likely to cheat because it's like that new relationship, like dopamine.
Yeah.
But I, like, get... I hate that. Like I hate that he feels like I'm more likely to cheat because of that, whereas I'm like I would never, I just couldn't do it either.
No,
I feel like it would be written all over my face, although I am an extremely good liar. I recently found out my sister-in-law knows when I'm lying and I was like, oh my God. I was like running back all the time, so I've like white lied to her. She was like, yeah, you and William get the same thing like on your face. And I was like, fuck. She was like, you've got a really obvious tell. I was like, don't ever tell James this. And I'm saying I'm a really honest person.
Yeah, but... we need to do a thing about lying. Because if you, I mean, I won't even tell a white lie.
I think I will tell, I think I can be quite manipulative, actually.
We need to have
with
a
like
whole
a white lie. But like, could we.
Lying, you know, and how we feel about these things.
Do you know when I think the only time I lie is because of my own shitness with time and stuff and not wanting to hurt someone's feelings.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's probably actually when I really think about it. The oh God, I'm really like running through my brain now thinking, am I a really deceitful person?
No, you're not. But I think, but also I think that you need to feel more comfortable. Like if it's just those things about time and stuff, you need to be allowed to be sort of you more by these people.
Yeah.
Rather than feel that you have to sort of, you know, tell a white lie, because whereas actually just be you and they just need to accept that. And
yeah.
As you accept, you're so accepting of other people that actually.
Yeah,
that
maybe
could...
that is what it is. God, that's got a little bit
gone
deep
a bit
for
it.
My
yeah.
liking. Let's go back to divorce.
Yeah, exactly.
Love divorce.
But it's funny because I've not funny at all. There's nothing funny about it. But I've also been in a situation where I've known about affairs. You know, I know I'm one of the people that know. And I always thought that I would speak up.
Did you not?
No, because you realise that, and that's being a, like during proper grown-up times, and you realise that you just need to let them be them and let them work it out and like be supportive to the person who told me about the affair and like be a sounding board and just listen and advise when you can. But I always thought I'd insist on that person telling them or whatever, but actually I didn't. I just stayed out because I just thought it's just none of my business and I can only do what I can do. And then another time when I was much younger, I suspected an affair. I suspected something, but I needed to ask someone else something and they never sort of came back to me. And so I couldn't prove it.
All right, so Wagatha Christie.
I know, I am. Jessica Fletcher, actually, Mad She Wrote.
I
love her so much.
I love her so much. That and Diagnosis Murder at university.
They were on
obsessed.
One after the other, but yeah. They're brilliant. So yeah, the Jessica Fletcher and me couldn't prove it, and they were getting married and having a baby, and I felt so bad because when it actually came out that this absolute fucking bitch, she is actually one person that I really can't stand, the person he was having an affair with.
So you were friends with him then?
I was friends with the girl.
Yeah.
In the relation, the woman in a
who
heterosexual relationship. So I was friends with the woman who was with the man.
Mm-hmm. And the man was having the affair.
And the man was having the affair and the mistress was one of the oldest friends of the woman. Like, they've known each other since they were babies. And I've got probably three people on my absolute loathe list. And she is one of them, because that broke every single freaking girl code there is. And also, my friend is like, she's one of my oldest, dearest friends in the world. And oh, I just seeing her hurt like that was, I still sort of remember those months.
Yeah.
Of like, and I felt so bad for so long, because a few, you know, like that there was a suspicion. And I have talked to her about it. And she got it. But my God, you know, it was just awful, because I wish I'd kind of acted upon it. But then what if I was wrong and then I'd caused all this shit and then...
No, you know, can't. Like,
in fact, the woman was the bridesmaid at the wedding.
Oh, God.
The mistress was the bridesmaid at the wedding.
I mean, that's like...
She is a bitch. And if she ever listens to this, I hope she knows who she is.
I love that. That's like soap opera level kind of drama. And I think this was one of my other points, like, I feel like I can get quite serious, but like it's the ripples, isn't it? And it's the ramifications. Like, I've been really lucky that I've not been through many divorces, like with my friends, but the ones that, you know, have, they've been horrendous and, you know, really traumatic, not just for the people involved, but as in the immediate people involved, but just for friends and family and children and all of that stuff. And for like, an affair as well, like just thinking back onto that ADHD dopamine hit thing, is that sometimes you can, like, for example, God, this makes me sound really awful, but I can manipulate a little bit with a flirt sometimes. And, you know, sometimes you get a bit of a flirt back or whatever. There are loads and loads of different steps to get to an affair.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You can cut it off and go from sitting in a room together to shagging.
Yeah.
Like
you don't fall on the penis.
No, exactly. Yeah. It's not in your...
And it's all of those steps in between that is just so wrong. And our mutual friend Georgie says, just, it's quite easy, just like, don't be a dick. And it's
totally,
like that, isn't it? It's
totally,
like,
totally.
In a monogamous relationship, fucking cheat, because then you're not in a monogamous relationship.
Completely. But also, I actually have not just I don't just see cheating as a physical thing either, because if someone is spending months texting or messaging, like, with emotions involved, then I think that's as much of a betrayal as actually people ending up in bed together. Like,
totally.
And so, you know, because I've heard a few stories where there have been, you know, we were just messaging and it was just a bit of flirt, you know, it was just a bit of flirty banter, you know, just banter on. And it's like, no, that is you're emotionally connecting with somebody else.
Yeah.
And that's just bullshit as well in my mind.
Yeah.
But so, and I just feel really sorry for people that are the sort of victims of affairs. But if you're, the only exception would be is if you were in like an abusive relationship, like a physically or mentally abusive relationship that you can't sort of get out of.
Yeah.
There are exceptions.
And kids, that's why it's so important to take the bull by the horns of your relationship and kind of, sometimes I feel like you have to shake your relationship a bit to get out of some of those like patterns that you, like those negative kind of patterns that you can both fall into. But like at the core of a romantic and physical, like a romantic relationship, I suppose, is that intimacy, that emotional intimacy. And I feel like it's quite difficult to have a real physical, like a real emotional intimacy with someone where you're truly connected and then go and have an affair and lie. Do you know what I mean? So I'm not saying it's ever not one person's fault that they go and have that affair, because they've chosen to go and have that affair.
Mm.
But I also don't believe that if you're in like a really healthy, amazing relationship, that you would go and do that completely. Anyway. It's, do you know what I mean?
It's so a symptom, isn't it? It's a symptom of problems. Like, there's clearly something. You don't just go and look for something else. Or you don't just end up. If you're really happy at home, or even not really happy, if you're in some. You don't just do it for shits and giggles. Maybe some people do though.
Like, do people just do that just because? I don't know.
But I think it's just the bottom line is I think it's best to just come clean and be open. But then I do know people that have had affairs and it's actually restored their relationship as well.
Yeah,
and it's made it. You know, they've realized kind of. Upon realizing their massive fuck up, you know, of cheating,
yeah,
they've sort of learned to appreciate their partner. And
or like I've got, so, you know, we I've got a like I know a very dear lady who the children of her husband's affair is a, you know, are like children to her.
Oh my
you
know, god, and they same. Have a I real know that blended a person that does that too,
and they have a real blended. Love and I, you know, James and I have been going through difficult patches financially. We have decided that it isn't an option for us to physically split.
Yeah.
So we looked at options like one of us moving down into the front sitting room and, you know, having that as our, you know, really separating, having private space.
Yeah.
So we weren't together, but realizing that we kind of had to co-parent. And luckily we pulled our relationship back and it's all good. But I feel like at some point as well, you just have to start having balls. I hate that phrase because it's like so tied to men.
But yeah, it is, isn't it?
Having the difficult conversations and just being a bit of a grown up about it. Because...
But I do... Yeah. It's hard, isn't it? Because, I mean, I've said all that I've said and then I'm thinking about there have been some people that have had these relationships and things have gone off-piste and someone's gone off with someone else and then they've come back together. And actually, I've always found myself to be the supporting one, as in if that friend wants to take them back, then you should just do that. Like, you live once and you've just got to go with what you want to do and ignore the noise around you and the judgments that are clearly being placed.
And
our relationships are our own. Like, you've got... You can sort of comment on these things, but actually ultimately where I think I end up sitting is that, you know, yes, I don't agree with affairs, but if someone has one, personally I wouldn't be able to come back from it because it would break me too much, and I would just recount it all in my head. I'd never forget it. I might forgive, but I'm unable to forget.
Yeah.
So when it's happened, it's never worked out. But if someone else wants to forgive and forget, then I fully support that, because that's your relationship and your life. Like, ultimately, do what makes you happy, and I will fully be behind you, even if you've called her a X, Y, and Z, or even if you've called him an X, Y, you know, yeah. X, Y, Z.
Well, I completely agree with you, but it's that thing of both of you going in with your eyes open about your relationship. I actually had a boss who was a really, really great team leader, and before she got married, while she was managing the team, she borrowed a couple of flip charts and they went to a hotel and they set out their marriage and what they expected of each other, you know, down to like the chore split. You know, she was like so organized about it. I'm not for one minute saying that that's right for everyone, but like that really resonated with me. Like, James and I have some pillars of our relationship that we really try to stand by,
yeah,
humor being at the core,
yeah,
because that's the thing I think about why James and I have been able to pull it back so many times, is because fundamentally, like, we do make each other laugh,
yeah,
like we really do, and there's still like a lot of love in that kind of friendship of just that we're just both a bit idiotic,
yeah,
in a lot
yeah.
of ways,
yeah. We have.
I had another point as well, but I've forgotten totally what it was.
You were talking about the boss team leader that went to the hotel with the flip charts, and you and James have got pillars.
There was something else, but I can't remember.
That's okay because we're just two very normal people with normal memories. Well, no, we've got exceptional memories. No, but
I meant the normal.
but the genius.
Oh no, and I to. that what this wasn't my point, but I think the other thing is that, you know, people live with affairs for years and years and years, don't they? And some women and men probably turn blind eyes to it. And if that's what you want to do in a relationship, again, it's your relationship.
Exactly.
And that was my point. There's no black and white. I don't believe that people who have affairs are completely evil.
No, like, not at all.
Such a black and white thinker.
I was very black and white, but like, I'm more grey now.
And this is what I feel like is the wisdom of life, is that you do realise that it is all just a bit grey.
Yeah, and you just have to, you know what, if it's not your life, you just have to sort of listen and be balanced and yeah, just realize that people have to make their own decisions and their tolerance levels to certain things are going to differ from yours.
Yeah.
So whilst we've sort of have passed judgment, we shouldn't pass any judgment whatsoever, should we?
Yeah.
Apart from our own relationships.
Well, yeah. And I think, yeah, there's something, I think that's the other thing, isn't it? It's like when you find stuff out. So I actually found out that a good friend of mine cheated on another good friend of mine years later.
Yeah.
And she also found out at the same time, and they'd already divorced, and the friend had kind of told her to kind of try and like make it better almost. But so we found out, and it was years later. I just remember, yeah, feeling there's an element of feeling betrayed. So I think there were emotions to kind of work through when you're really close to someone,
yeah,
you know, finding that out about them, it kind of flips a little bit kind of what you think about them and kind of, I suppose, where you've catalogued them in your brain as the type of person they are. And that can shift. And I feel like there's emotions around that, and that's fine. But yeah, I definitely think judgment is not a good thing. When I was little, I used to think that Mother Nature and God were married.
Oh,
and that Mother Nature like tended to the planet, you know?
Yeah.
And God was like moral judgment.
Right.
And I now understand that that's ridiculous, but I don't feel like anyone should have the ultimate moral judgment on anything. I mean, obviously the courts, there are the courts, aren't there?
Yeah, maybe. But they've been trained.
But not just in general life.
Yeah.
And it's what I'm trying to say.
It's really hard. I remember one of mine and Mark's first dates was actually me being quite devastated at the fact that not first, but like a month in, like it was one of the first.
I love
first,
it. Okay. You know,
and I was shit-faced. I think I actually fell asleep.
On the day.
Yeah, because it's really.
Love that.
I was so fucked.
Been
you know
there.
Like, you know, when you just, I don't know, I'd just drunk too much wine and my eyes were sort of closing. But I think I remember it was a Christmas and blatantly one of my friends had cheated on one of my other friends, and I just couldn't. I was so disappointed. I was so upset, and it kept coming up. I think the more pissed I got, because I was trying not to talk about it, and then the more pissed I got, I was like, I just can't believe they'd do that. And it can be really upsetting for the people around you, because you do have this impression of someone and you think, and an impression of their relationship, and then yeah, I was just gutted. But actually it so happens that the partner of this person always used to say, if my partner cheated or my husband cheated, I'd never want to know. Which kind of makes me think maybe she suspected that he would.
Well, and that's
also
the thing.
That's a bit fucking weird. But you know what? Each to their own.
Yeah.
But I do find that a bit weird. I'd want to know because I didn't know.
Yeah.
I'd
always want to know.
I'd want to know.
I'd always want to know.
It's better to know what you're dealing with.
Completely. And I can't, sorry. Sorry, I lost attention a little bit because
no.
I started thinking about the one time, it wasn't really a date, it was New Year's, but it was quite early on in mine and James's relationship. It was early on Instagram days, actually, because I've got photos of this very night. I got too drunk, New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And I basically fell asleep on a couch in this like club that my friend's boyfriend was doing a night at. My friends just left me there asleep. And they came back at the end of the night and they couldn't find me. And in the end, after like ages searching for me around this club, they realised the reason they couldn't find me is because people had just used this couch as like to put their coats on.
I was underneath
all of these coats, basically asleep. I will never forget them waking me up and thinking, why the fuck have you woken me up? Like, I'm asleep. Like, I'd missed New Year. I'd missed it all. Yeah. I just was a mess. But anyway, I thought that was quite a good one to end on.
Yeah, it's, yeah, affairs. I mean, look, each to their own, but there are opinions on it, really.
Yeah.
And I had something I was going to say, and now I've totally forgotten. Shit face, falling asleep. What were we? Anyway, oh, I was laughing at the fact that after this podcast, imagine then it's like if Mark and James then went had on affairs. To have affairs. It's like, oh yeah, and after that we ended up, yeah.
That's the next episode.
The irony.
Can you imagine? We would have to talk about it.
Oh God, we'd definitely talk about it.
Anyway, we should go.
All right, sending lots of love and see you later.
Lots of love.
Bye, lots of love.